Highway 5 runs from Birmingham's industrial outskirts into Alabama's rural heart. Trucks heavy with pine timber speed down the road. A patchwork of houses flick past. Some fly American flags from sturdy porch posts. Others are nothing but a brick chimney in an empty plot.
This the Black Belt. This the Bible Belt. And it was kind of challenging being a African-American man and gay.
That's Isaac. He's asked that we not use his real name. Isaac's 49. He grew up in Selma, the youngest of five. In 1990, Isaac tested positive for HIV. At the same time that Isaac was diagnosed, his eldest brother moved home, sick with AIDS. Isaac's brother died of complications related to the disease in 1995. Publicly, Isaac's family told another story.
When you say AIDS, it's like, ooh, you know, he got that disease from doing immoral sexual things. And to mom just said, just say he has cancer. And to this day, everybody thinks he died of cancer, but actually he died of AIDS. And I can say that today and be at peace with that.
It took years for Isaac to talk openly about his positive status. Now he travels the Black Belt, talking about HIV. But he says there are some places he still doesn't feel comfortable speaking out.
Do I speak in Selma? No. Am I still fearful? Yes. Unfortunately, there are places here in Selma, like the church.
Isaac does air quotes around the word church. He says churches in the Black Belt actively ignore the growth of HIV in Black communities, and it's a serious problem. A report from the Alabama Department of Public Health shows several counties in the Black Belt have HIV rates three times the national average. And almost 20% of people living with HIV in Alabama don't know they have the disease.
Let me show you.
Some of the highest infection rates fall along the Civil Rights Trail.
That's the Selma to Montgomery March plus the Tuskegee Institute.
Dr. Laurie Dill is the medical director of Medical AIDS Outreach in Montgomery, a clinic providing comprehensive care to patients with HIV and AIDS throughout central and south Alabama. She points to a map showing the number of people in each county living with HIV in 2010. In Alabama's middle, where the county's pulse red, is the new rural heartbeat of the AIDS epidemic.
There is a synergy of plagues that put people at risk for HIV. One of them is racism. One of them is poverty. One of them is poor education. One is rural access. One is stigma. One is domestic violence.
In Lowndes County, these conditions create a perfect storm. It's one of the poorest regions in the country. The population is majority African American. There are few jobs, inadequate education, no public transportation, and little medical care. For example, within the 725 miles that make up Lowndes County, there's only one doctor. HIV, Dill explains, has become a disease of the disenfranchised.
Pull out a map of where our churches are.
Dr. Pamela Payne Foster works at the University of Alabama's School of Rural Medicine. She's been researching HIV in the South since the early 2000s and has heard patients in the Black Belt repeat a similar fear.
When they tell the pastor, you know, that I'm HIV positive, that information will spread throughout the congregation. They feel that it should be confidential. But they said, if you want to keep a secret, don't tell anybody in the church. You know, if people know, then they won't want to sit by them.
So Foster decided she had to get churches involved. She had heard about a program in Ghana where churches taught an anti-stigma HIV workshop and thought it could work in the Black Belt. It took a year and a half, but Foster convinced 12 churches across the Black Belt to enroll 20 members of their congregation in an HIV and anti-stigma education program. Like this congregation, Snow Hill Christian Church in the tiny town of Mount Willing. For over three decades, Snow Hill has been led by Reverend Dale Braxton. He grew up in the county during the Civil Rights Movement.
The church was the center focus of our well-being. Every Sunday, we find ourselves in church. It's just like a community center. Everything you needed was at the church.
In the late 80s, Braxton was called to the bedside of a young man who was dying of AIDS. It shocked him and made him vigilant. Braxton does not shy away from talking about HIV and safe sex, even though some congregants have told him they disapprove.
And I try to let them know that if you have no vision, you perish. Without knowledge, you perish. So it's just like any silent killer, diabetes or obesity, hypertension, HIV and AIDS can be a silent killer if we keep it to ourselves and not learn about it.
A few years ago, when the NAACP launched an awareness campaign, Braxton realized he had to do something. For the past 3 years, he's preached a yearly sermon dedicated to AIDS awareness. The church slowly crowds with about 100 people. Men in pressed linen shirts shake hands as families hugging young children scoot down the pews. Braxton rises to the pulpit as young and old pull worn Bibles from their bags and follow along.
And everybody fussing about Obamacare when we need health care. Somebody.
Braxton is direct. He says HIV and AIDS has become a community crisis, and they must talk about it.
It's an epidemic, church. It is said that Lowndes County has a high rate of people infected by HIV. If that be the case, we got a problem. Somebody said we got a problem. We got a problem, and we need to address it in the church.
As he preaches, Braxton's voice cracks with emotion. The congregation looks tense and focused. Some look down at their Bibles.
Our people have always turned to God in time of trouble. You know that, don't you?
Others mutter amen under their breath and raise their hands in praise. But after the service, when I ask people in the parking lot about HIV in their community, no one agrees to talk. Braxton plans to hold an HIV class at the end of the month and talk to teens about getting tested. And it's important. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports that for some counties in the Black Belt, the numbers keep rising and getting younger. Remember Isaac? He recently met a 15-year-old boy from a town in the Black Belt who had just been diagnosed with HIV. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Gleick.